Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 12 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 7, my very favorite scripture. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. That reading was from the Message Bible, but I'd also like to read the New King James Version, which says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen." The title of our devotion today is Don't Worry. Pray instead. Worry seems to be an inescapable fact of modern life. No doubt there is plenty to worry about. Our future, the economy, global warming, war, disease, the list could go on forever. Sometimes it might seem that worry has even replaced Jesus as the focal point of our lives. Jesus himself admonished us several times not to worry. And the great apostle Paul tells us in this passage that there is an antidote to worry, prayer. When we worry about something, we're spending energy on it, wondering what might happen, rehearsing the if-onlys and what-ifs in our mind. Why not take that same energy and refocus it on prayer instead? When we worry, we're simply talking to ourselves about our fears, but when we pray, we're taking those fears to God. We can't control the future, but in the words of Anne Graham Lotz, God is already there. He knows exactly what's going to happen, and he promises to be with us every step of the journey. As we continue this season of prayer and fasting, let's make an effort to convert our worry into prayer. As Paul says in the verse that we've just read, let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, and you will find that the peace of God will guard your heart. Ask yourself, are there things that you consistently worry about? As you go through your day to day, recapture each worried thought and send it up to God as a prayer. See how dramatically your outlook improves when the peace of God is activated through prayer. Let us pray. Lord, you know how often our minds go to worry instead of trusting you. May our thoughts be quicker to turn into prayers to you, Almighty God, because we just know that the plans you have for us, that they are plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding as we place our confidence in you and believe you are the one who is going to work it out in our lives. Finally, Father, I pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and most importantly, with a close personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friends, remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. So our suggested meditation scriptures for today are again Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 7, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 6, Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 11 through 13, and Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verses 10 through 13. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.